Hey, big news from Saturday. Former Jackson College pitcher Caleb Berriger picked up his first major league win Saturday for the San Francisco Giants as they beat the Los Angeles Dodgers. Caleb pitched a clean inning in the fifth and the sixth out of the bullpen, and the crafty left-hander picked up the win. Here's how the Giants did it.
Deep left center field, going back on the ball to Jock Peterson. At the wall, looks up, and it is gone. Wilmer Flores with his first Giants home run.
And now the 3-1 pitch. And there's a high drive into left center field, and Bellinger's going back. It's off the bottom of the wall. Bellinger will pick it up. Davis scores. And coming around and scoring as well is Heinemann, and Solano clears the bases with a double.
So Berriger picked up his first major league win. He talks about making the team. He was called in just a couple days ago into the office of Gabe Kapler, notified that he had made the roster. He was pretty much in shock, and then called his parents here in Michigan.
I called them both at the same time. I was like, hey, I need to call you guys. Are you available? So I went outside of the stadium and called them, and it was kind of funny. I expected them both to cry, and I ended up being the one who was crying more than both of them, just because it's been such a long, crazy journey with everything I've gone through, and they were both so excited. The one downside is, like, with COVID, they're not going to be able to come, but we figure we'll make it up another time at a later date. Honestly, I had no idea. So what happened, it was Tuesday, and Cap, I got a text from Bailey, the pitching coach, saying, hey, we want you to meet in Cap's office at 1:50. Is that okay? It was 1 o'clock at the time. I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I got into the office, and it was Bailey, Gabe, and Ethan Katz, the bullpen coach. And I sat down, and Cap started talking. He's like, hey, you've done a great job. You really came in and turned a lot of heads. We love what you got. Your stuff's incredible. You made 30-man roster, and I was kind of taken aback because I had no idea. You know, I was a late invite. I just kind of came, and I was ready to go, but I didn't expect this to happen. I just was coming in and trying to showcase, like, I put in a little bit of extra work and tried to improve on some stuff, and it really paid off.
So what a day for the former Jackson College pitcher, and the guy that recruited him was Rick Smith, who joins us. And Rick, I know you were just as excited as anybody.
Oh, yeah. I was really excited, Greg, and in fact, I was trying to do some legwork with my network in the pro baseball and called my past coach, Dick Groach, who's a special assistant to the GM at Brewers, and I said, Dick, I got to get some information from you with the Giants in the front office. Are they going to take Caleb, or are they going to bring him on the 30-man? And again, this all came through for Caleb, and he's worked hard for it, and we're really happy for him. He's come a long way.
Yeah, I was just reading a little background on some things he's even added to his arsenal this past year, and I know they were impressed with what he was able to bring to the table.
Yeah, when Dick was telling me, he says, Ricky had a really good bullpen. He was 92, 94. I think he hit that number, and it looks like he's going to be on the 30, man. And then I just said, yeah, I hope that comes true. Like I said, he's worked real hard to get to where he's at. He's got a great family, good support, and all the Jet fans here are excited for him, and all of our past players. And it's a it's a big thing for Jackson College baseball.
Well, it's a big deal for your whole league, isn't it, Rick? How many kids play in that league that make it to the show?
Exactly. Yeah, Todd Hess put out a nice article for the MCCA in our region, and Greg, it's a great thing. I was looking back at his stats when he played for me. In 1 week, he threw two no-hitters. The week before, he should have had one if my third baseman would have made a good play. That would have been three in a row. But having two no-hitters in a row, making National Pitcher of the Week, and he was 11-1 for us for 2 years. Good in the classroom, bio major, just that stellar athlete that, you know, we looked at projection. And in fact, when he left us, you know, he had some dream schools. I'm not going to mention them in state, and they passed him up. But my friends over there at IU listened to us, took him in, and he got to be a Big Ten player. Plus, he was Big Ten Pitcher of the Week when he was over there, did well, and it just kind of climbed the ladder. And, you know, in AAA baseball, he gets the MVP award for the final game. Those are things that he earned. You know, he proved his critics wrong, and he just kept working. And just like Caleb mentioned, you know, and he just wanted that shot. His mom and dad were in Florida, saw us play this past year, and we're just reminiscing, and that's what it's all about.
You know, talent's part of it, but it's all about work, isn't it, Rick?
Yeah, and it's about the grind, not giving up, and that was Caleb. You know, when he played with us, I mean, he started out, you know, as, yeah, he shouldn't be bad, and hopefully he gets better, and then all of a sudden he is better, and then, wow, look what he just did last week, and then, you know, he's signing at IU, and then, you know, he's in the Big Ten. Now he's, you know, a ninth round draft.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those are the things that work, where his goals came true, and now look where he's at, and hopefully I'll get a chance to see him in person if we can get this COVID thing here behind us.
Yeah. You didn't get a chance to talk to him at all?
No, he's on that fast lane, and we're here for support, and once his feet hit the ground, I'll definitely try to get in touch.
While we have you here, Rick, what about your program? What are you guys doing?
Right now, I've just been trying to, you know, get out and recruit every weekend, and have Zoom meetings with our current roster, and, you know, trying to keep updated on all the changes that are happening, and just, you know, trying to keep structure as much as you can. But, you know, in today's world, it's not easy to do. And just trying to, you know, keep that team concept going, and, you know, and getting eager. And, you know, again, last spring we didn't play, and, you know, we just want to get things rolling. And like I said, you know, safety comes first, and we just got to wait until the word's out that we can do things.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Been tough, hasn't it?
It's been beyond tough. You know, just a mental piece of, you know, I'm not even thinking of our players. I'm just thinking about when I was their age. And when I was 18 to 21, and wow, that would have been put into my perspective at that time. That's just not right. And then my son, you know, he graduates this year. They're off to a good year, and, you know, you're watching them graduate and ceremonies on the computer, you know, and things like that. It's just, is it really real?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Rick Smith with us, the baseball coach out at Jackson College. Again, Caleb Berriger, who pitched several years ago, struck out his first batter in the major leagues. That was Justin Turner on a, I don't know if you saw the pitch, Rick, high fastball right at the top of the zone. And I think Turner was stunned that he didn't hit the ball.
Oh yeah, well, and that's Caleb. He was, you know, he's coming right at you. He's not gonna backdoor anything. That's the style of pitcher he is, and that's what he is like when he's with us.
Thanks, Rick. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Greg. You have a good week, and I guess we're gonna have to say go Giants, and remember, tonight is opening day of Detroit Tiger baseball.
There you go. It is home opener. Thank you, Rick. Rick Smith from Jackson College.